From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Tyler Adkisson. Attorney General Chris Koster is throwing his support behind a constitutional amendment which would impose campaign contribution limits. That's a change for the Democratic gubernatorial nominee, who voted twice to remove donation limits as a state senator. He had argued that an unlimited system would make political money easy to track, but Koster says the flood of money from untraceable sources made him rethink the issue.
What we do know is that transparency is not occurring, that the contributions have gotten massively larger, and they are still hidden. And so regular people in the state feel increasingly disconnected from their political system.
The measure faces legal challenges from several trade groups who take issue with the way that the measure was drafted. Missouri has allowed unlimited political contributions since 2008. Secretary of State Jason Kander on Tuesday announced which measures had enough signatures to appear and receive a public vote on the November 8th ballot. One proposal that Kander announced on Tuesday would cap campaign donations at $2,600 per individual candidate per election, as well as a $25,000 limit to political parties. A proposed cigarette tax hike would phase in a 23-cent per pack increase to raise money for transportation. Another proposal would prohibit sales taxes on services that were not taxed as of 2015. Attorney General Chris Koster is throwing his support behind a constitutional amendment which would impose campaign contribution limits. That's a change for the Democratic gubernatorial nominee, who voted twice to remove donation limits as a state senator. He had argued that an unlimited system would make political money easy to track, but Koster says the flood of money from untraceable sources made him rethink the issue.
What we do know is that transparency is not occurring, that the contributions have gotten massively larger, and they are still hidden. And so regular people in the state feel increasingly disconnected from their political system.
The measure faces legal challenges from several trade groups who take issue with the way that the measure was drafted. Missouri has allowed unlimited political contributions since 2008. Secretary of State Jason Kander on Tuesday announced which measures had enough signatures to appear and receive a public vote on the November 8th ballot. One proposal that Kander announced on Tuesday would cap campaign donations at $2,600 per individual candidate per election, as well as a $25,000 limit to political parties. A proposed cigarette tax hike would phase in a 23-cent per pack increase to raise money for transportation. Another proposal would prohibit sales taxes on services that were not taxed as of 2015. I'm Tyler Adkisson, KBIA News.